Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Who's that? Okay, we're glad that you joined us this morning. Well, I'm going to go ahead and read the spoken prayer request. They are Kendra. Welcome back, first of all, Kendra, and she's asking for prayer for her and her son. She says her son, Raymond, is having serious spiritual warfare, so she's asking us to definitely keep them in prayer. Susie is asking traveling grace for she and Rick are on their way to the wedding in Tahoe. Woo-hoo! We praise God for that, and we want to make sure that we cover her today. We cover them this morning. Dee Dee is asking for continuing prayer for the Jackson family, especially for Carla and Larry, to continue to lift them up as they are still going through the process of their loss in their family. So we definitely want to continue to keep them lifted up as I prepare to go into hosting this portion of the call this morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, and I am your hostess this morning. By chance, did we have any first-time callers this morning? All right, so we are all family. The only announcement we have this morning is there is only one. That is a reminder, that there is no more call on Sundays as we are observing the Sabbath. So after today's call, we will hear your lovely voices all again on Monday at 6 a.m. There are no online prayer requests this morning. So the order of the call is as follows. Scripture reading will be by Tracy, declaration by Dion. First prayer warrior is Diane. Second prayer warrior is Lisa. Third prayer warrior is Eric. And closing us out is Denise Nala Smith. I will repeat that. Tracy will be reading our scripture this morning. Dion will be doing the declaration. Diane will be first prayer warrior. Lisa, second prayer warrior. Eric is third prayer warrior. And Denise will be closing us out. Please don't forget to mute your lines by using your standard mute feature on your phone or star 6. God's choice blessings as I pass the call to Tracy.
Good morning, everyone. I will be reading from Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. May the Lord add his blessings upon the reading, and may we be hearers and doers of his word as I now pass the call.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, you guys. Happy Saturday to each and every one of you. I pray you slept well last night. And thank you, Bubbly, for your great hosting and greeting as always. You always do an incredible job. And I appreciate you greatly. And today, by the end of the call, I'll give you a few moments back as I'm preparing to get ready to our first PFBC picnic. And I'm super excited. I have a couple of things I have to cook. So, either way, this morning's declaration title, and this is, as Miss Tanya would say, this is serving as a sound check. Hope you guys can hear me okay. I'm using the app, and you know, sometimes it can be a little special. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So the title of today's declaration is When God's Voice Sounds Similar to the Sheep. When God's voice sounds similar to the sheep. And the primary scripture reference this morning will be John 10. And I'm going to read it to you. I had a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday, and it it really preempted a great dialogue. We talked about some things, and this is I refer to my friend very often because it reminds me a lot, the relationship itself reminds me a lot of Tanya and I's relationship and some of the frustrations and struggles that come in friendships, especially when you love people and you want them to get it, and you want them to, and before I even say that, it's not like I do everything perfectly. It's not like I have it all figured out. But I do know that in time, with obedience, we have the possibility of thriving and growing and becoming and getting better at the end of the day. And so she and I were talking, and she shared with me that God had given her some people to apologize to. And oh my Jesus, I got so excited because I remember that was the first leg in God really beginning to change my heart. And there were people that had, in my opinion, done things to me, and I absolutely didn't feel like I should have been the one apologizing. But, you know, the truth is that sometimes it's not even about the offense. 99.9% of the time, it's completely about the obedience. And when given the idea or the concept of the shepherd and the sheep, I think maybe year before last, PFBC was at the Thrive Conference, and I remember a teacher, and I don't remember his name, sharing how sometimes even the shepherd can be a little sheepish and resemble the sound of a sheep. And I don't know about you, but, you know, considering we live in a world where 99% of the time we're surrounded by people and their opinions and their ideas and their concepts, the truth is sounds are influence. Sounds can be influential. Sounds and the things that we hear, they can create an atmosphere that causes us to struggle. People that you respect and revere, and we talk about this all the time, those people that are influences in our lives. And, you know, the crazy part is if you tell yourself a lie long enough, after a while, even you will be hoodwinked by yourself because sometimes we make things what we want them to be in our minds, and then we begin to speak them out loud and convince ourselves that they are the truth. The good shepherd and his sheep, verily I say unto you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter into the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. Actually, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize his voice, or in this instance, his sound. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees didn't understand what he was trying to say. Therefore, Jesus said again, verily, truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are are all who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and they will go out and they will find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and to destroy. I have come that you might have life and that you have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. I'm going to say that again. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing about the sheep. I, however, am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. And it says, the Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, he is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, there are not the sayings of man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? And so I began to look up the attributes of a sheep and the thought process. There are so many colloquial sayings that refer to a sheep, similar to a birds of a feather flock together. But here, several writers mention different paraphrasings about herd mentality or sheep mentality or sheep to the slaughter, which is mentioned in the word, and people have taken it and distorted it and made it what they want it to say and how they choose for it to appear. And it is said that sheep have small brains, and without some assistance and some guidance, they are incapable of thinking clearly and effectively, that they have to have a guide. And with that mentioned, you know, ironically, Tracy read one of my favorites, Be Anxious for Nothing, But All Things Prayer and Supplication. Sometimes in our hurry, and I'll say our hurry to graze in the pastures, we will ask or beckon or summon the advice of a friend, and we will poll the audience and see what say thou. We will ask around here and there, and sometimes of wise company, and I'll give an example. I had an experience this week, and I said, well, I'm going to call and ask my heathen friend what she thinks. And I didn't want to talk to my other homegirl who I knew would just give it to me straight. But ironically, they both said the same thing. You know how you do when trying to make a decision, and you know you really want to make the decision and move on, but at the same time you're scared to make the decision. I don't know if I should do this. I don't know if I should do that. But the worst thing in the world is to be in a situation where you have to make a life-altering decision and you listen to the wrong voice. Psalms 119, 176. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commands. But the ironic part is that once a pet, anybody that has a cat, a dog, a whatever it is, should there ever be a time where you lose your pet runs off, there is something about the connection in animals where they know who you are. And even though somebody else, you know, they may be friendly and happy and lucky, when they hear their master's voice, it is almost as if a light comes on. I had a dog years ago named Mimi. And when I got ready to move to Atlanta, I sold Mimi to a lady named Joyce, who happened to be the owner of a salon that I worked at years before. And Mimi is still alive. And I hadn't seen Mimi in almost 8 years, but I had her for several years. And I saw her out and didn't realize it was her, and she heard my voice. I didn't know Joyce was in the area, but the dog came to me because she could not forget my voice. It was programmed in her head. Deanna, why are you saying all of that? None can come lest they be drawn, period. And a lot of times in our journey, especially when you understand that your mission, your call, your plight in life is to go into the uttermost part of the earth and make disciples, we have these high expectations for everyone we come in contact with to experience who we are and to identify with the changes that have occurred in our lives and want them to be on fire or be excited about the possibility, the potential of change, the hope that they see in our eyes. We want everybody to have it. So yesterday when my friend told me that she had to apologize, she didn't just tell me that she had to apologize, but she saw one of the people that she had to apologize to. And she said that I couldn't say sorry right then. I couldn't do it. I couldn't, I was like, oh, hey. And as soon as they walked away, she said, and I felt so bad. I was like, yes. I got so excited, and I got excited because not that she had never been convicted or anything like that, but this was different, and I knew it in my knower. I felt it in my shando. I knew that God had done something in her heart, and then she snuck me and said, well, I've been going to Bible study every week. And I was like, you have? I said, would you look at God? Because we haven't really been talking. And so to hear her experience, it made my heart glad because I was concerned that my friend hadn't been drawn. I was worried that she might miss it for something as simple as it wasn't for her to do. And so in our day-to-day living and how we interact with people and how we move and operate, and, you know, you run into people, and I was speaking with another friend the other day, and we were talking about our independent holiness days, and one of my girlfriends passed away, and she had a really rugged life, but I remember in high school, she would invite people. All she did was invite people to church, and the youth department, as a result of her discipleship, began to grow in such a way that our lives, we were bound together, and so at lunch, we would go in the back of the school and sing church songs. And we were talking about the ones who nobody ever expected to give their lives over to Christ being the ones that stuck. And we were also mentioning now some of them siblings and how one or two of them, one might go and the other one is, you know, still very lost. And even though her life had been a struggle, it had been a fight, every person that opened their mouth to speak about who she was, all they remember was if it hadn't been for her saying this, I wouldn't have been there when God's voice sounds sheepish. And so it parallels how our lives operate. And you know, sometimes the Bible says that the wheat and the tare grow together. And sometimes it'll seem like all is lost. It'll seem like there's a wedge. It'll seem like there's separation. But everybody has their own time and their own season. But your responsibility is to hear the voice of the shepherd. But Dion, how do I hear the voice of the shepherd for sure? You know, it's almost as for me, it's like hearing the voice of your mother. For some who've had a father and been blessed to have that asset, there are certain things, and I don't care if you blindfolded, there are certain things about your mother's voice or her sound or her touch or even her fragrance. My grandmother smelled to me like roses, and my grandmother spoke just above a whisper, and I could be in the den, way in the back of the house, and I could hear her say, "Dee Dee Cherise." And no matter what I was doing, I would drop everything that I was doing to see what it is that she needed of me. So has become the voice of the Lord in this season of my life where I had spent so much time with my grandmother that my mother could call me and I might linger. And my grandmother would call me and I would go immediately. But it was because of how much time we spent together that she became the priority in sound. And it's ironic that he said he had a couple of sets of sheep. He takes them all, but sometimes they end up in different pastures. They end up on different pathways. And in life and even in discipleship and learning how to obey the voice of the Lord your God and operate in the place and the position that God has you in, there are sounds and voices that he'll start to move to different pastures. And as uncomfortable as it is, you hear the voice of the shepherd saying, nope, I need you to go over here. And in days of old, when the sheep would be, you know, they had the little rebellious, the little hard-headed sheep. And then what happened was they get their legs broke, their front legs broke, so that they can't move too far. They can't go too far from the sound of the shepherd's voice. And isn't that just like some of the relationships that we watch when God is starting to change and move and prune and reinvent and recreate and redesign? Doesn't mean that they're not sheep. It just means that right now their legs are broken. And so the conversation that I had on yesterday just let me know, my friend got to spend some time with some splints on, but I'm excited. I thank God for the times he broke my legs. Mine have been broken many a times. Broken, healed, broken, healed, broken, healed. But I'm just glad that today I don't listen to the hired help. I don't listen to the field hand. And every now and then, I'll catch myself with sheepish thoughts and giving myself a sheepish sound to escape the shepherd's plan. Periodically, especially when you can see where you're trying to get to, but you still can't get here from there. And you can't go up ahead because sure enough, there's something waiting, lurking to kill, steal, and destroy. And the irony of all of that is that you can decide to run ahead, end up with your legs broke, or you can pace yourself in such a way that not only do you end up in the greenest of pastures, but that your shepherd always has an eye on you, and that the shepherd hand or the field worker is able to do their job, and the shepherd can walk with ease, and the shepherd doesn't have to be concerned about chasing you down and bringing you back because you over here lost because you do three much.
Have a great day. I'll be out at Juneteenth.
Mute your phone, please. Mute your phone, whoever that is. And so, as I believe we all become stronger and better and wiser in the things of in the things of Christ, and as he teaches us how to and trains our ear to hear him when he speaks, and trains our hearts to follow after him, and when we hear a strange voice or a strange sound that we've listened so well and the relationship is so solid that we're not deceived, that we're not taken aback or thrown off and have to back up and repeat something all over again or be at risk of being stolen. Sometimes a sound will steal you away from the opportunity of grazing. Sometimes the sound of your brokenness will impact somebody's life in such a way that it will alter how they hear the voice of the shepherd. Sometimes your bah rings so loud that the reminder of the fact that sheep are stupid and simple and herd mentality, and all of that's good as long as you're headed in the right direction. But what happens when you become a wandering sheep? What happens when you've gotten so far outside of the shepherd's voice that you don't know which way to go? What happens when there are no sheep to rely on and you're somewhere in a pasture all by yourself and you find yourself broken down, tattered, hurting, and nobody, nothing, you can't hear anything, you in sheer desolation? What happens when the Selah makes noise? What happens when the pause has power? And so with that said, as I prepare to close, I just want to remind all of us, me included, the sheep know the voice of the shepherd, and another they will not follow. And in knowing that and understanding that, that the word says, guard your heart with all of your diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And the devil is so crafty, the one who's climbed over the gate sometimes entertains our attention. Sometimes the one who gained access to the pen was not invited. And we have to remember that we have a right to run. We have a right to step off. We have a right to step aside. We have a right to get out of our own way and reconfigure our thinking. We have a right to say, no, that don't sound right. That's not, I don't know about that right there. And so, who can you hear? Who's talking to you? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come saying thank you, Lord, for this day. God, thanks for another opportunity for us to give our good shepherd the glory and the honor this morning, to give him the praise. God, we thank you that you have been sovereign in our lives, God, and we thank you for the pastures, both barren and illustrious. God, we thank you for the times that even our legs have been broken on our travel. God, I thank you for the times where you allowed me to wander, but not so far that I couldn't hear your voice, God. Not so far that I get so lost and so thrown off and so isolated that there was no way to hear you. God, I thank you that the wolves and the sheep, God, I mean the wolves and the lions and the tigers and bears, oh my, didn't have access even when they had access, because I could still hear you. God, I thank you that the field hands in my life, God, have been silenced and that we can hear your voice, God. Thank you right now, God, for mending and fixing, God, and for hurting and even for using your staff to tap us back in, God. For the moments and the times where we were so thrown off and so wayward, God, and so independent that we didn't have the sense to know that the shepherd was for us and the shepherd was there to guide us and the shepherd shouldn't have to walk behind us, but the shepherd should be able to lead us, God, and that because we know you by your voice, God, because we know you by your sound, God, that we'd be able to hear you into the places of green pastures, the places where we have the ability, God, and that even our sound as sheep would begin to resonate in the earth and draw more sheep in such a way that we'd all be led to a place of purpose and destiny and prosperity, God. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, God, that we would be able to draw more sheep into the fold, Lord God, that we'd not run them off, God, that we'd not dance them off, but that we would be intentional about following your sound. God, I pray for traveling grace for Susie and Rick today. I pray for the family who is experiencing spiritual warfare. Lord God, I pray that the sound of your voice be so loud and so clear, God, that there is absolutely no way for them to mistake it for anything other than you. Lord God, I pray for every marriage connected to the call, every single person, God, for every child represented, every parent, every grandparent, all of the generations connected to us and those to come. Lord God, I pray that you would give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church. God, help us to be so connected that it's impossible to be disconnected, that even if we get a little sidetracked, God, that still small navigational voice on the inside of us, the voice of our shepherd, turn right, ding. God, we even thank you for the dings and the long moments of silence when your voice is quiet, but your direction is sure when it says 30 miles ahead. That, God, you don't have to remind us every 5 seconds that you're right there and that if we just keep walking where you told us to walk, and we can still hear even your footsteps in our lives, God, that we'd never get thrown off course, that we'd not get thrown off path, and even if we lean a little to the left or a little to the right, oh God, that your staff, your rod and your staff, they comfort us, God, that it's not looked upon as abuse or beating, but God, that you want us to walk the straight and narrow path, God, for broad is the way, but narrow is the gate that leadeth unto righteousness. And so, God, we thank you that righteousness is our pathway. We thank you for right living and living upright before you, God. We thank you for character and integrity this morning, not just in us, Lord God, but that it be so impactful that it be like the bag of a sheep, oh God, that it attracts people in such a way, Lord God, that no matter what's going on around us, that we're constant in our following after you, that God, even the distractions of the wolves and the tigers and the lions and the bears and those that attempt to slay us, Lord God, that no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, that we'll operate in love, that we'll walk in integrity, that we'll stand faithfully, oh God, unto the sound of your voice. God, we ask that you keep us clear. For you said some things come by prayer and by fasting. Lord God, give us a mind sometimes to just put some stuff aside so that we can hear your voice, so that we will know you in the power of your might, so that we will go into the uttermost parts of the earth and make disciples, so that we will stand on the principles and promises that you gave us. God, we love you. I love you. I'll be so careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise as I pass the call.
God, I just thank you today. Just being able to breathe and to come before you again. Oh, God, I thank you for this day, another day to do better than yesterday. God, I thank you for Dion, her heart share. I thank Father God for just keeping her, for protecting her, for keeping her children, for protecting them. I thank you for her mother, Jackie, her siblings. God, I just thank you for her life. I thank you for blessing her. And God, I just pray that you bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, that she's not lacking anything, God. I thank you, dear Lord, for the call and each and every one on the call. God, I pray a blessing over all those who get up and get on the call daily to hear what thus says the Lord. Father God, to meet, to fellowship with each other. God, I just thank you today for that awesome declaration. God, I thank you, Bubbly, for greeting, and Tracy, for that scripture. God, I just give you praise today. I thank you for being the good shepherd in our lives, oh God. For God, you said that you are the good shepherd, and your sheep know your voice, and you know them. God, help us not to be wandering sheep. Help us to be attentive to the voice of the shepherd. God, I just give your name the praise today. And I love you, Lord God. I just give you praise and honor. And I thank you for all that you do in our lives. Father God, and I just give you praise and honor you. And God, I just come lifting up these prayer requests and interceding on behalf of your people. God, I give you praise. I thank you for Kendra and her son, God, who's experiencing spiritual warfare. God, you said that we war not against flesh and blood, but against those things that are spiritual. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray your protection over him and over Kendra, oh God. Give them understanding. Give them strength. God, for you have given us each power to fight. But God, teach them how to battle, how to use the power that you have placed within us, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just lift up Susie and Rick today for traveling grace and mercy as they travel. Oh God, I pray your protection over them. Give them your divine protection as you take them to their destination and bring them back to home safely, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just come. I continue to lift up baby Thaddeus, God. I pray your protection over him. Whatever is going on in his life, God, you know everything that's going on. For God, you are sovereign, and you are in full control of everything. And God, I continue to lift up Previs to you today. God, continue to bring healing to his body. God, for whatever you're doing in his life, oh God, I just pray, Father God, for his protection. I pray for healing. God, just touch him with your finger of love. Continue to bring healing to his body. Continue to strengthen his family. Continue to strengthen his spouse, Claire, his children. God, I just thank you and praise you, and I continue to lift up the Jackson family, Carla and Laddie. God, continue to bring healing to that family, to their hearts, their broken hearts, oh God, and the loss of their loved one. God, I give you praise today. I thank you for your mighty hand in our lives, oh God. I thank you for your teaching. I thank you, Lord God, that we have an ear to hear what thus says the Lord. And let us be attentive to what thus says the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just give your name praise today. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. I thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy today. I thank you, Lord God, for this being God. And Father, I give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father God, I just love you today as I sit at your feet to learn from you. God, I pray that the Holy Spirit have his way in our lives today, teaching us and guiding us into all truth. In Jesus' name, as I pass the call.
Good morning, Daddy. God, we just thank you this morning for who you are. God, for everything that you've been in our lives. God, for you making a way out of no way. God, for you even just waking us up this morning, God, because this day was not even promised to us. For that, we are eternally grateful, God. Help us to be mindful that you didn't have to do it. Help us, God, to not take for granted the things that you do in our lives, to realize, God, that you are sovereign and in control in what you allow, God. We accept. God, we thank you. We thank you for being sovereign and for being great and reminding us who you are, the great I am, nothing being too hard for you, nothing being impossible with you, God. And thank you for reminding us of who we are in you, God, that we are your sheep. God, the sheep of your pasture, this is your pasture. It belongs to you. The earth is yours, God. Everything that belongs to it, God, thank you, yes, for being our good shepherd, God. Thank you that you said your sheep know your voice, God. Thank you that we have to remind ourselves of your voice and silence every other thing, every lie, that we would cast it down, that we would get rid of it, that we would be reminded that your word speaks to our spirit. God, help us to hide your word in our hearts, that we might not sin against you, to know you so intimately, God, that we won't be tricked or deceived when we hear another voice, God. Thank you. Thank you. It's so crucial right now, God, that we understand and that we could see with spiritual eyes and we could hear with spiritual ears, God, what you are really saying to our spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit on the inside of us that leads and guides us into truth, all truth, God. Help us to be aware. Help us to be on guard. Help us to be mindful. God, let us not fall prey to the tricks of the enemy. Thank you for not leading us into temptation, God, but delivering us from evil and the evil one who would desire to kill, steal, and destroy everything that you promised and given us. God, we bless you. Lord, we thank you for our families, God. We thank you for relationships, how you are a restorer of those broken places, how you're mending broken pieces back together. God, thank you for family and relationships. I'm still blessed how Tanya's father was excited to announce his son in-law. God, thank you for that. Thank you for relationships that are yet being mended, God. Thank you for those that are realizing they have to go to those and ask for forgiveness. And if they don't receive it, God, they've been obedient to what you've called us to do. God, thank you for that. Thank you for a mind to serve you, God, a made-up mind to be a sheep and realizing we're not goats. God, thank you. Father, we thank you for that. God, we thank you for marriages, God, how you made them to be an example, God, a witness of how you're married to your church, God, us. God, thank you that you are the bridegroom and you're coming back for a church. One without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. God, make us ready. Thank you for the blood covering us and already settling it, God. But help us to do what we've been required to do of you, God. Thank you. With oils in our lamps, we wait and anticipate for your return, God. Oil, God, that's full, not half empty, God. Thank you. Thank you for all of our teachings that we receive, God, how you are just strengthening us, God, through your word by others and how you give them witty, God, inventions and, God, creative ways to share your word, and it pricks our hearts and it opens up our minds, God, to who you are and what you're doing, God. Thank you that we don't have you in a box and expect you to do something the same way all the time. But you are God and God alone. God, you exceed our expectations every single time. God, and our hope and our expectation is in you. Thank you for all those that are single and that are waiting patiently, God. Thank you for those who have recently found love in their lives, God, that brings hope to us, God, that there are some great mates out there. God, thank you that we're being made ready. And for those that are single and satisfied and don't desire to be married again, whatever the cause is, God, help us to be content, God, but not satisfied, God. Okay with where we are, but God, not stagnant and stuck and not trying to move forward and not trying to be all that you've created us to be, God, whether we're joined in marriage or not. God, we thank you for advancement, God. We thank you for movement, God. We thank you for that, God. We even pray for our enemies, God, for those who hate us, God, those who despitefully misuse us, God. We pray that you open up their eyes, God, and someday they might even become sheep. They probably already have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but they're behaving like goats right now. God, we thank you, and we pray, God, at the appointed time when their eyes are open, that we'll be there, God, to help mentor and disciple them, God. But in the meantime, that our lights would so shine that men might see our good works, God, and then glorify you, and that will be the very thing that will draw them, God, the love that we have one towards another, that they'll know we're your disciples, we are your sheep, and they'll want to be a part of it, God. they can't help but to speak false accusations and lie, God, because they'll have to make up stuff because the stuff they're saying is not true about us. God, let it be a lie. Let our lives honor you and bring you glory. Let us not give the enemy ammunition and something to speak about. God, we thank you that we're your ambassadors. We are your representatives. God, we thank you. God, thank you for choosing us and calling us and using us for your glory and your honor. God, we're so grateful. God, you didn't have to. Many didn't make it. Some didn't wake up this morning, God, but you have a purpose and a plan for us yet still being here. And we say, have your way and let us hear what you're speaking to us and let us not miss it. God, we thank you for our children, God, as you're raising them up to be leaders, God, as you're raising them up, God, to be whatever you're calling them to be, God. Help us to train them up in the way that they should go so that when they're old, they will not depart, God, that they will not depart, God, in their speech and in their walk and what they put their hands to. God, thank you. God, thank you for changing their minds, God, and for settling, God, matters that you are real and that you are a true and living God. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. We give you glory and honor and praise. We love you for who you are, God, for you are God and you're God all by yourself. And I'm so glad that you don't need help. I'm so glad, God, that you reign omnipotent with all power. God, that you are able. We bless you, we thank you, and we praise you as I pass the call.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for this Sabbath day. We thank you, Lord, for creating a day, Lord, that we may be able to fellowship and we may be able to pray, Lord. And by honoring this Sabbath, Lord, we honor you, obedient to your commandments, Lord. We love you. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name. We lift it high above the earth today, Lord. Lord, I pray for the laws, Lord, and that are being made today, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that as we go into November, the general election, Lord, that we're moved, Lord, to add our voice and to make our decisions, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being being allowed to be in a country where the process of democracy is placed into the hands of the people, Lord. And while we wait for that day, Lord, to cast our vote, Lord, Lord, we pray, Lord, that the politicians, Lord, are being prepared, Lord. And regardless of who is elected to the highest office in the land, let us remember, Lord, that this is your land and this is your will. And nothing happens on earth, Lord, without your say-so, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that we can take solace in that, Lord, and that we can be comforted, Lord, that whoever is in power, Lord, that you are the source and strength of all that we do, Lord. We thank you for that. Lord, we lift up, Lord, our churches and our sanctuaries, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that the inhabitants, Lord, that the congregations, Lord, live out the true meaning of your commission, Lord. And as we go out, Lord, to win souls for Christ, Lord, that it affects the chain effect, Lord, that as people become saved, Lord, that crime will go down, Lord, that as people come to know you, Lord, domestic violence will go down, Lord, and prejudice, Lord, will begin to desist and to evaporate, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that sheep are added to your fold daily, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being our shepherd. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're not only the shepherd, Lord, but you said in your word that you are the gate that we go through, Lord, in order to lie in greener pastures, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are the shepherd, Lord, that lays down his life for his sheep, Lord, that will leave the 99, Lord, and to go search out that one little lost lamb, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you have for us, Lord. Lord, I lift up, Lord, the angels of our churches, Lord, and I call them by name, Bishop Bob Jackson, Pastor Kevin Hope, Pastor Ricky L. Nutt, Pastor Ricky J. Nutt, Pastor George Brown, Pastor Mary Stutz, Pastor Gary Montero, Pastor David Fassel, Pastor William Coleman, Pastors Darian and Tammy Moten, Pastors Bessie Sims, Pastor Ricky Williams, Pastor Lloyd Farr, Pastor Patrick Foster, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Ken Foreman, Pastor Kirk Foreman, Dr. David and Kathy Canestresi, Pastor Terrence Nichols, Pastor Stan Martin, Overseer Jeremiah Martin, Pastor Kevin B. Hall, Pastor Isaac Neal, Pastor William Coleman, Pastor Don T. Jones, Pastor Jan Hunter Sr., Pastor Tamara Bennett, Pastor C.L. Willis, Pastor Lauren E. Mann, Pastor E.F. Brown, Apostle D. Christmas, Bishop J.W. Macklin, Pastor Steve Thorner, Pastor Renee Winston, Bishop D.J. Williams, Pastor Kirkland Smith, Pastor Joe Nobles, Pastor Archie Levias Sr. and Archie Levias Jr., Pastor Claudel Huey, Pastor James Bryant, Pastor Decoy Porter, Pastor Ellington Porter, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Lavelle Jones, Bishop Reams, Pastors Brandon and Maria Reams, Dr. Freddie and Deanna Parham, Pastor Oscar Dace, Pastor J.R. Coleman, Pastor Johnny Riley, Pastor E.K. Dawson, Pastor Aaron Hutchison, Pastor Michael E. Hale, Pastor Aurelius Walker, all the pastors in Las Vegas, Dr. Dave Early, Pastor Lester L. Cannon Sr., Pastor C. Christopher Smith, Pastor Santos Howard, Pastor Glenn Bartle, Pastor James Kambugu, Pastor Craig Dawson, Pastor Carl Leonard, Pastor Charles E. Blake, Pastor Patrick Weaver, Pastor David Burris, Pastor Leonard Drew Sr., Pastor James Broughton, Pastor Horatio S. Jones, Pastor Timothy Dupree, Pastor Brian Holloway, Pastor Frank Dace, Pastor Audra Williams, Pastor Kevin McCullough, Pastor David Jackson, Bishop Sean Teal, Pastor O'Neill Young, Pastor Curtis Robinson, Pastor Shelley Wilson, Pastor Victor S. Bryce, Pastor Benson, Pastor Gordon, Dr. Warren H. Stewart Sr., and Bishop Dr. Jackie Green. Lord, these angels of the church, who you have called, Lord, to lead their flocks, Lord, we pray, Lord, that they are imbued with a double portion of your anointing, Lord, that the Holy Spirit speaks and lives and breathes through them, Lord. Lord, we pray that they have wisdom, Lord, and that they have patience, Lord, as they attend to the needs of your people, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that as they ascend and preach on their pulpits, Lord, that they sit in the seat of Moses, Lord, that they preach with authority, Lord, and that they preach accurately and biblically, Lord, and not in error, Lord. Lord, give them the mind and desire, Lord, to constantly be in your words, Lord, so that the doctrine they teach line up with your will, Lord. I pray, Lord, that their families are guarded and protected, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that the men and women who have volunteered, Lord, to protect our land, Lord, from all the enemies, Lord, of our Constitution and of our way of life, from enemies within and without, Lord. I pray, Lord, that they are protected from the bullets, Lord, that they are protected from the bombs, from the snipers, Lord, that they are protected from terrorists and from bombs, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that they be beacons of light, Lord, and that they're not only soldiers on the physical land, but soldiers in the spiritual land also, Lord. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you bring them safely, Lord, through their places of enlistment. I pray, Lord, that those who have served the country so well, Lord, and now may be suffering from PTSD, Lord, and from and are a difficult readjusting back to civilian life, Lord. Lord, I ask that you give them comfort and guidance, Lord. Lord, I pray for, Lord, every wounded soldier, Lord, airman, marine, and sailor, Lord. Lord, that they get the help that they need, Lord. That the funding is made available for them, Lord. In ways of prosthetic legs and PTSD, Lord, and all types of psychological medicine and medication and counseling, Lord. Lord, I pray that it be made available to each person, Lord, who has taken up that oath, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that they grow strong and not faint and not weary, Lord, that in the times of battle and combat, Lord, that they are not afraid, Lord, and they do not lose their footing. And, Lord, I pray, Lord, that as I pass the call, Lord, we will continue to give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord, on this Sabbath day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, as I pass the call.
And so, God, as we begin to close out, we just say thank you for this day, God. I thank you for every person that prayed before, God. I thank you for every sound, for every heart, God, that yielded this morning. God, I ask that you would go with us this day, be our strength, be our shield, be our buckler. God, be everything that we need to survive and to thrive. Help us to rely on you for every account, God. Help us to surrender and submit to your will for our lives, God, that you would get the glory out of our lives. Help us, Lord God, to be great followers, to stand on the promises, which are yes and amen, God. We ask that you continue to be our shield and our buckler. Continue, Lord God, to be our covering and our hope. God, for we know all things lean and depend on you. God, and as we begin to take our phones off mute, we simply celebrate you this morning, and we tell you thank you for being the author and finisher of our faith. God, thank you for being Alpha and Omega. Thank you for being the beginning. Oh, God, for being everything that we need to survive.
Thank you, Father God. God, you are so wonderful, God. Thank you for life.
You are our Father, God. You are our Christ.
There's nothing too hard for you, God. You're too big for
Thank you for every prayer, every petition, God. In our lives today. God, we love you. And we'll be so careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise. It's in the matchless name of Jesus. We ask it all. Amen. And God, we thank you. As I pass.
Amen. And to God be all the glory. Good morning, everyone. My name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly. And I'm your host this morning, and I thank God for the opportunity to be able to host and greet this morning. By chance, is anybody new callers that called in after we got started and didn't get a chance to say good morning? Would you like to say good morning? This is your time. All right, if any victors joined the call after we got started, they would like to say good morning. This is your time. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Bernice.
Hey, good morning, Bernice.
Good morning.
Good morning, it's Raina.
Hey, Raina?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Raina. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Debbie Vaughn.
Hey, good morning, Debbie Vaughn. Did anyone else?
Good morning, Tanai Jelly.
Hey, good morning, Snaje.
Hi, Snaje. It's me.
Good morning.
Good morning, family. It's Dondria.
Hey, good morning, Dondria.
Good morning.
It's Trina.
Good morning, Trina. Good night. Good to hear you and sound, sister. Anyone else? Boy, hopefully you've been blessed by the call this morning. I hope that you'll be able to stay on the line for the next portion of the call, which is the love, life, and victory portion. Before I pass the call to Dion, I know you have to get off the call soon, but I just want to say thank God for your declaration this morning. It provoked my spirit this morning to get more into the Word. So I thank God for that because that's what I needed to hear this morning. I thank God for you. Love you. Be blessed as I pass the call to Dion.
Amen. Amen. Once again, Bubbly, thank you so much for always doing an incredible, incredible job. I'm just, you know, it's something when you know that there is, and I believe we all know this, when there's a mandate on your life just to honor God with the substance of who you are and to allow him to, like, reinvent you and recreate you. And often it's uncomfortable. It can be frustrating. It can be, at times, it can be frightening. But, you know, we thank God for the Word that we are not moved by what we see nor what we hear. We are only moved by the Word of God in Denise's voice. I thank her for that victory saying. It has been bred to me. And, you know, when it comes to discipleship, which is our ultimate goal outside of giving God glory and worshiping him, our goal is to be the type of sheep that our sound is attractive to other sheep, and that we have a draw in the sound that God has given us that is separate from what it sounds like to be in the world. And technically, just within our inner circle, we have the ability to be that attractive sound that draws people into the body of Christ. For nothing other, not for credit or for merit, but to help build the kingdom, to help us to grow the colonies, so to speak, of what it looks like to be a kingdom builder. And that the flock should be swelling, or I won't say swelling, should be growing and not swelling. But oftentimes I think that it swells more than it grows. That sometimes it gets wider and broader. And often with infection, thank you, Holy Ghost. There's a difference between swelling and growing. You know, when things are growing, they're becoming stronger and better and sharper and more keen to sense and touch and sound and sight. And I think that we have a responsibility to the kingdom to perfect our following skills. To perfect our listening skills. And before I go into detail, and like I said, I'm not going to hold you really long this morning. I have to get ready to cook a little something. But did anybody other than Bubbly get anything from the declaration? Have a share, want to comment, question?
I do. Good morning, family. This is Kedra. First of all, I just want to say I am so excited about being back on the call, and I'm even more excited about what God is doing in my life. That voice, I have been hearing that voice of God for years and years and years. I've been walking around here with a limp, you know, in the valley, with a limp in the valley, and I just want to say that I'm ever grateful. I had to just stop and go find me some quiet and sit down and let God do what it is that he needs me to do in his life. But I'm in this discipleship now, and it's like I've been knowing, I knew the word, but to be living the word now and to be obedient. So things really stood out for me, and I just want to say that I'm ever grateful to God for always whispering in my ear and always poking me. But yeah, I didn't walk around here in a valley. I mean, not in a valley, in a dark valley with a limp, because I wasn't heeding to his voice. But it's all about here I am now, and I thank you for that heart share, and God put it on your heart to minister that. Amen. That's all I have.
Welcome back, Kedra.
Awesome. Hear your sound, young lady.
Love you, Kedra.
Girl. I love y'all right back. Damn, I'll only be able to call on Saturdays because, like I said, I'm in a discipleship, but I need all this. I'm eating it all up. Amen.
App is acting up. Dion, your phone is acting up. Yeah.
It is.
Can you hear me?
I can hear.
I want as you were initially when you were sharing. A lot of background.
But praise God, and I love y'all, and I'm going on mute.
We love you too.
Amen. Is it better?
Absolutely better.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay. Go ahead, whoever.
Hey, Misty.
And that was me yelling at my daughter. I usually get muted, so I don't know what happened, and I apologize for that.
That's okay. It happens.
I thank God for that voice. But I was out earlier this week walking, and when I go out, he always has something to bring to my attention. So when I was out there walking, the winds were so strong that morning. I was pushing the wind, and the wind was going around my ears, and it made it difficult to hear the bicyclers, you know. So as I was walking, God was saying to me, when the winds of life kick up and you can't hear that well, keep your eyes on me. And what you were talking about this morning reminded me, and it just gave another dimension to what he was saying, as the shepherd has that rod and staff that is so tall that even when the winds of life, depression, anger, frustration, not knowing which way to go, being pushed off the path because life shows up and the wind is so loud, I can't hear clearly. I need to keep my eyes on God and watch for that rod and staff. I thought, wow, that's deep, God. Thank you for being able to hear you through the windy times. But when the wind is really hard, being able to see the staff in front of me and getting stand on that path. I got a train coming through. But thank you for that share this morning. That was really a blessing and how it tied into my thoughts earlier through the week.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. D, for your share. And if you, I don't know about any of you, but if you ever have some earbuds on walking down the street or walking on the side of the street and be about to lose your life because you're not paying attention to the
right
sound of something pulling up behind you. Mm-hmm. Fool around and get taken out. Not paying attention, I tell my kids, one ear on, one ear off. Those are the rules. You cannot walk around my house. Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Good morning. No, you're fine, Dan.
Good morning. This is Tanya. Kedra, I couldn't get off mute fast enough to say, as soon as you opened your mouth, oh, my God. You know how we compare sound to that roar? You know, that boy that we have, oh, my God, your sound is so profound, and I'm so glad to hear you this morning. But I also wanted to say something about the earbuds. I was out walking, I think it was last week, and I had my earbuds on. Excuse me. I was walking up where I live. The sidewalk is quite narrow. Two people can't really walk. Well, you can be kind of tight, but I thought that, you know, and I thought I had it low enough, the volume low enough, so that I could hear if somebody is rattling papers or something. I don't know if he's sorting mail or whatever.
Sorry, that was okay. Me. Go ahead.
Okay. You could go ahead and rattle, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's part of the sound. He's creating a new sound. But the thing about it was, is that this lady, all of a sudden I saw this shadow, and it spooked me. And I realized it was a hat, and I quickly turned around, and it was a woman. She was like, oh, I'm sorry, you know. I let her pass because she was walking faster than me. My point is that if we're not aware, things can scare us. If we're not aware, if we're not on track, things that normally wouldn't scare us, could, because we are not where we should be spiritually. I don't know if that really made sense or not, but it's so important for us to be in tune and aware. And I was sharing with someone this week that, you know, I shared it on the call Thursday, that I have been fasting probably for about 2 weeks. I just made a decision I was going to fast until I heard from God on a specific matter. And just as clearly as I'm talking to you now, the Lord said to me, you can stop, you can eat today. It's what you need. And I may have shared this already, but it goes back to spending time with someone, spending time, if you equate building the relationship with, it doesn't have to be somebody that you're interested in romantically or whatever, just spending time with a mother spends time with her child, is constantly given instruction or soothing thoughts, a parent, a loved one, a caretaker. A mother, even though a baby does not have the ability to say, hey, Mom, my diaper is wet, it's a specific cry that a child has. It could be a bunch of people, a bunch of babies, a bunch of noise, but a mom, and I remember many times said, hey, hold on a second, wait a minute, because I thought I heard my baby crying. And immediately that connection that is made, it's because we've spent time. It's nothing magical. We've spent time and we have become familiar with that sound. And it's so awesome to be able to hear and know that, God, you took the time to say something to me. You paid attention to me. Not that he wouldn't, but it's awesome to me, and it is humbling when I hear God give me clarity on something that I've been waiting for a while. So that's it. Thank you for letting me share.
Hey, this is Lisa. Real quick, wanted to share this. You made me think about something, Tanya. When you were just saying that, you know, I don't believe it was me because I'm not trying to be sarcastic. But I really sensed like God saying, well, I've given you my word. You won't even read that, but you want to hear my voice? Sorry. I'll take it. We need to do more in the area of reading his word. Then we can hear his voice. We can be familiar with his voice through his word. I was thinking as well about the earbuds. Something about, you know, when he said your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That rod, when they take that staff and they're the shepherds there with the sheep and the sheep go a little bit too far, the earbuds could be just not even, like you were saying, Tanya, not even paying attention. And it's not even so much danger or fear coming. It's just you just off track, just doing your life and not even thinking, walking circumspectly and not, and I guess this is why he said this about the word, not even trying to live according to the word. We just think we're okay because we're not having troubles or trials. And a lot of us don't run and cry out and call unto him until we have trials and trouble and fire in our lives oftentimes. So that intimacy being instant, in season, out of season, that's why we're praying, in season, out of season, being ready. And then when he has that staff and we do wander off, that's the beauty. He'll take that thing that got a hook on the end and grab us by the neck and pull us back in. Sometimes that's painful. To get our attention. Or sometimes he'll prod and poke, you know, not there. Don't even try to get off this path. But I believe Brother Eric said when we do get off, he'll leave that 99 because those 99 are safe, and he'll come to get us. That's the beautiful thing. I just love God. I just wanted to share that.
Hey, Lisa, I think that he will also use that staff to block us from to block us from going in a certain direction.
Yeah.
It might not be like I clearly have seen, you know, in that time, my, you know, how the word says, acknowledge him in all of our ways and he'll direct our path. The steps of a good man are ordered by God. And I believe that we have to, I am making a conscious effort to do more of that. Not looking at myself as being a pest or bothering God. When he gave me the invitation to ask, seek, and knock, he gave me the invitation to acknowledge him and all. He gave me that invitation, so it's okay. And not feeling like I'm, okay, well, I don't want to bother you with this. He wants us to bother him. He wants us to pester him. He wants us to, there's a scripture in Isaiah, I think it's 67:1 or somewhere around in there. It just says, do not give him any rest until he reestablishes Jerusalem. For me, reestablishing Jerusalem is reestablishing our home, reestablishing whatever it is that we may have lost. Don't give him any rest. In other words, bug God.
Yes.
That's how I interpret it.
Yeah, it's like that man going to his neighbor. He kept knocking, and because of his importunity, because he was persistent, that man got up and gave that man what he needed. And that's what he's saying to us. Come on, stay before me. But we got to stay connected. That's it. Got to stay connected.
And it's Miss D. I'm just going to jump in. As I was walking that day, I always walk with one earbud in, and I can hear the bicycles approaching. And so what I got from my analogy and listening to what I'm hearing this morning is that sometimes the hearing may be distorted because the winds of life show up. As I was saying, going through grief and decision-making processes and being pushed by the strong winds of life off to the side of the road. But his rod and staff, he's always present, always, no matter if I'm having difficulty hearing his voice or if his voice is silent. Look for that rod and that staff. Ooh, awesome God.
Comfort us.
Awesome God.
Okay, so I'm stuck on Miss D's winds of life. You know, you always come up with an analogy that's super, super great. Have you ever, Miss D, or anybody else been walking along, the wind pushed you off the path, and you just decided, oh, it didn't push me off the path. I'm just going to go on and stay off the path. I'm going to just stay over here. I ain't going to move no
minute.
More. You know, but for the most part, I don't mean the proverbial wind of life, the wind of life. You know, a windy day. Like I've been outside, maybe downtown San Francisco, or out someplace. It was so windy, like I could barely keep my balance. You don't just sit down on the ground, do you? Like you fight that wind to get back on course. And I think that it's important for us to do that when the proverbial winds of life show up. Don't just get up. Don't just get off the path and park and say, forget it. No, fight those winds and get back on course.
Yeah. That's what I experienced.
Maybe a natural, something in the natural, and a lot of women can identify with this. When you are trying to, people don't like the word diet, but it is what it is. When you're trying to change your eating habits and you decide in your mind that you're going to eat a certain way, and that one day when you eat the cake and you feel like you've blown it, you don't just keep eating cake. You say, okay, fine. I'm talking to myself. You get back to yourself and say, okay, I did that. I got to get back on track, and you get back on track. But so many times in my past, I have done the right thing, made the conscious efforts, decided to eat something, and then because my affinity was towards that thing and it tasted so good, now I've set up these cravings, I just jump and go back full force in the opposite direction. And so it's like all that progress you made, you're sabotaging that progress. And if you would just simply have had the one piece and got back on track, you wouldn't have seen the progress lost.
Oh, that's good, sister.
And you know what? The thing about it is that it's true, but it's the self-sabotage. It's the same thing the enemy or even self will say, you might as well give up now. You done did that one little bit. You might as well give up now because, God, look, if you're going to be a horrible disgrace, get out of here, you know.
Right.
And you got to talk yourself back into it, though. Just like you talked yourself into eating the cake or the fried fish or the In-N-Out French fries.
And sometimes it's not even the talking into, it's the unconscious action going back to the old nature. The old nature doesn't go anywhere. It just waits for opportunity.
Yeah, right.
That's the fighting
good
one.
That is so true. That is so true.
It's right. You know, when you talk about that old nature, I was thinking about, that's 53:6, all we have sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way.
Mm-hmm.
Sheep are natural wanderers, and sometimes, you know, I think, you know, we get to look at him and maybe our shepherd hasn't took us to the right pasture, and we see another pasture and it looks a little greener, and so we go off there. You know, I'm gonna eat here because, you know, because we do have a nature, and because sheep, just like we are, we're prone to wander. And this is why we need a shepherd. You know, we can't walk this way by ourselves. You know, we need somebody to guide us because, you know, we're going astray. We're going to go over here and see another pasture. We tend to listen to the sound of our own voice because that's what we're usually hearing all of the time. And so this is why we need to train our ears and to be able to hear the voice of the shepherd. And I think there's also great comfort in being in a flock that's following the shepherd. You know, I think that's one of the tricks of the enemies too, you know, like the wolf and like the bear. They always look for the sheep that is away from the flock because there's this power and this strength and this comfort in the flock. But if you stray too far, you become prey for that enemy.
That was good, Brother Eric.
Hey, Didi, you there?
I think I am. I still muted? Amen.
Everybody else jumping in.
I was trying to double dutch. I never got my footing, but it's amazing to hear everybody. And Dion, thank you so much, because I think about sometimes we just never give God a chance to talk because we're doing so much. And you said it in your declaration. Mm-hmm. If we're not careful, we've made up our own minds what we're going to do, what we want to do, and that's how we get burnt out in some areas, because we're listening to that hired help and not really listening to the voice of God, and we get into things that we have no business getting into. Some of us do too much. You said that sometimes you got to go sit down or get your legs broken. And like you said, this limp is getting better, but I appreciate him for breaking my legs when I got off route and did things to my own, and that self-inflicted stuff that I think I heard Tanya mention too. We have to just be careful that the barriers that we place, that self stuff, that pride, that fear, that bitterness, that unforgiveness, all that stuff will hinder us from hearing him. So that's all I wanted to say. Sometimes we cause our own barriers because we're doing too much. We're not on our path. We think we're listening to his voice, but we're not. We've conditioned ourselves to hear other voices, and it's not the voice of the Lord. And it's deceiving, and if you're not careful, you end up getting burned out because you think you have to be at every, I'm talking to me now, I don't got to be at every funeral. I have to be at every repast. I can't run to everybody's hospital room. There's some things that God's like, I didn't tell you to do that. So then you're tired, but you've caused that because you need to sit down. And I'm grateful for Diane Templeton being in my life when I was running from San Ramon to Eureka and back because I had to be everywhere for everybody, and he broke my legs, and I'm grateful. So, yeah, sometimes it's just that we aren't listening. We aren't hearing from him because we've tuned him out. That's all I wanted to say. I love y'all.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Super good stuff. Just with that said, you know, a lot of times, especially when your ultimate goal is to be better and to do better and to, you know, and to follow in stronger suit, so many things have the ability to derail that and land you in the wilderness, but 99.999% of it is our will. It's just our, you know, our series of choices that land us in situations that, you know, we not only put the earbuds on, but we put them on and we turn them up and then had a nerve to get scared because something we should have heard, but we weren't paying attention. You know, then we jumping out of our skin like somebody then jumped out the closet when, you know, you ever been looking at somebody? My grandmother used to love to scare me, and so it rubbed off. My mom does it. My brother does it. You ever been looking at somebody dead in their face and they say, "Wah!" and it's throw you off? Sometimes that's what the enemy does. He be looking dead in our face and just go, rah, and then fall out laughing. You know, just tickle itself. Look at you, scary cat. Scary cat. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I heard somebody else, too. Hold on 1 second, Lise. Who else was that? Just so you can go after. Am I tripping? Okay, go ahead, Lise.
Looking at from a standpoint of hearing his voice, and we talk about putting the earbuds in, but what happens when God puts the earbuds in because of our conscious disobedience? Our conscience has been seared, so we can't hear him.
Yeah,
he put the earbuds in. So it's that obedience thing that's right there. You know, if we're hearing his voice, what's the point of hearing his voice if we're not going to obey his voice? We think we're running, but it's really disobedience. And what it does is it sets us up to a point where he's like, well, I'm going to keep talking if you're not going to hear me and obey. And then our conscience becomes seared. We find ourselves spiraling out of control, but still he is yet faithful. So when we're down at our lowest, we can look up and reach up and say, uncle, or I've had enough, or throw in the white towel, however you want to do it. Yeah.
And that's a good word. And, again, I keep referring back to this. It was just like Monday or Tuesday when I was walking, because that's where was that also the obedience, even in the middle of the storms, to be able to fight through, as Tanya was saying, because I was pushing through that wind to stay on the path, because right next to the path is the water's edge. You know, it's a lot going on right off the path. But to stay fighting, even to be obedient to stay there, because knowing that's the safe place for me to be. If I go too far over off that edge, I could fall in. You know, I'm excited about that because I've been going through some decision-making as to where God is taking me next, and I want to hear his voice before I go ahead and do what I think should be done. So it's like stay on that path and not jumping too quickly into anything that could divert me from where he wants me to go. If that makes sense, it may not, but I'm just getting a lot out of this conversation this morning to remind myself in that I'm hearing him, even though the swirling of the wind around my head is loud, I'm hearing him because he's speaking right now again to reiterate what he told me a couple of days ago. And I think that's really important, too, learning to respond when you hear him and be able to connect the dots, because he's always at work around me, inviting me to come in and sit with him. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
It's confirmation to your spirit. I love it when he does that, and he reiterates it to make sure I'm clear. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
I like what you said, Sister Lisa, about you know, God putting the earbuds in us. One of the things that I noticed when I was over in Palestine is that shepherds, when they take the flocks out, you know, you never see two flocks together. You know what I'm saying? And even if the shepherds are in the same thing, they always take, you know, they always, there's a distance so they can set apart. Now, I was just thinking about what you were talking about, that how sometimes God separates us, you know, so that we don't become part of the fold. So that one of the things I think is that the shepherd, so that the shepherd can keep track of their sheep, but then the sheep don't hear other voices. The sheep are isolated. The sheep know that they're the shepherd. So the shepherd physically separates us. And that's how, this is what God does, you know, in this process we call, in this walk of life, you know, this process of sanctification, which is mean to be set apart. So that's, I think, another safety factor, too. You know, sometimes, you know, we want to stray because we want to do the things of the world. And we haven't been called. The shepherd hasn't called us to do that. The shepherd's called us to set us apart so that we can be a distinct flock.
Good stuff, Brother Eric. Super good stuff. Super good stuff. Super good stuff. And I'm going to do this just in obedience. I got a message, important message. Tanya and I had this conversation, I guess, 2 weeks ago, and just did not make the modifications. You know, one of the things that I love about the call is that we are all from very, very different walks of life, and, you know, we agree that our God is sovereign, and, you know, your worship style or denominational benchmarks are not a barrier for us, and so I don't ever want there to be any created. And so I just want to say this, because there are several folks that worship Seventh-day Adventists, and, you know, my godchildren and one of my very dear friends, her family is Seventh-day Adventists, and so the Sunday call is not, I don't want to center it around Sabbath day, and we were supposed to change the language, just did not. I didn't want anybody to think we were being insensitive to our Saturday worshipers at all, or our Sabbath day worshipers at all. It's just a day of rest, and whichever day you practice that, that's between you and God. And so I just wanted to say I pray that no one was offended by that. Thank you for the message. I appreciate you sharing that, as opposed to leaving and calling us 30 dogs and unsaved and all the rest of that stuff. God bless your heart. I love you to smithereens. So that's all. I just wanted to say that while it was fresh on my mind. Amen. Does anybody else have anything with regard to the discussion? I said I was going to give a few minutes back this morning just so I can prepare for the fellowship today.
What you making?
I'm just making mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Amen. Well, with that being said, my
you said about when the Selah? I wanted to make sure I had it right. When the Selah is loud, what did you say? Do you remember?
Oh yeah, honey. It's just insane when the silence is loud and there, you know. I mean, no different than a navigation system. If there are no directions in that season, that it doesn't say anything else. It just tells you to do what I told you to do already.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just keep going that way. That way. I didn't tell you to turn left. I didn't tell you to turn right. I didn't tell you to stop. I didn't tell you to back it up. I just told you, man, listen here. Just go that way. Over there. Over there.
But make sure you still connected, because you might have got off.
Oh, yeah. Every now and then, now you got to look down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to look down and check that thing.
Yeah, right.
And then me being a rider, a passenger most of the time, I just hear when it says, me direct it. You know, if you're going the wrong way and you going contrary to what direction it's said to go, it will tell you, me direct it. And I'm thinking about, wow, that just me creating that to, when we get off path and off track, God will have to say that maybe in our ears, redirecting, hey, I want you to go here, not that way. That's all.
Right.
This just came up for
That's
me.
Good.
Yes, ma'am. He closed some doors.
And when the silence.
But if you don't have a connection, then you don't have a direction. A lot of times on your GPS, if you don't have an internet connection, that connection, that satellite, you won't have any direction anywhere. So it's very important that you have a connection. But it's even more important that there's an option for you to download that map thing. So even if you lose the connection, you're still able to follow. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Speak, yes, brother. Speak.
Look, and sometimes you got to update the right version because some routes change and they add some routes. So you got to make sure that we're current. We're not trying to do what he did last time, that we are currently connected to what he is doing now. Behold, he's doing something new. Love that.
And the silence is not only for the ears, it's for the heart, you know, that so the ears of my heart can hear. So it causes me to shift from my natural hearing ear down to my heart where the word is hidden. The silence can be so loud, but, you know, in the natural, we have our senses. It will heighten the other senses in us, the heart.
It's all connected.
Thank God for the DZ connection. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Well, y'all, I'm going to give y'all a few minutes back and prepare myself to go and play some, hopefully we play some kickball or some dodgeball or something really, really fun.
Don't be out there and get hurt.
Right. As long as they don't have no water guns on this hair, I'm good. We can do whatever. But I thank God for each and every one of y'all. I love you to smithereens, and I will hear you Monday morning. Don't forget, no call tomorrow.
Hey, Dion, before you go, that made me laugh when you talked about the water and the hair. When I was out walking, they had the water sprinklers on, so I'm standing there like, okay, now how do I get through here? And I just fell out laughing. Black hair matters. Black hair matters.
Yeah, it does. My daughter make you turn around.
I was dodging that little mist of water. I'm like, I got to keep this hairstyle one more week. God, have a great weekend. Enjoy the picnic. Have fun. See you guys
black
later.
Black hair matters. Wow. That's a t-shirt.
Black hair matters. Right.
Black hair matters. I'm buying one.
No water. No water. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You guys do the same.
Be blessed.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Amen.